friendship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. What a great reminder. Friend, whatever it is that you do, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, maybe you're a plumber, maybe you are a service worker, maybe you are a car salesman, or whatever it is that you do, friend, do it heartedly. You're not working for your boss. You're not working for the organization. You are serving the Lord Jesus. Hey, happy Thursday. Always good to spend some time with you. It's Joey Kroll here with you on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And I'll tell you what, we are about a month away. Yeah, just about a month away, as Ivan Parker will be in concert on Saturday night, June 9th, 7 p.m., First United Methodist Church in Urbana, next to Lincoln Square, 305 South Race Street. Doors open at 6:30 for general open seating. There will be a free will love offering taken for Ivan. But friend, I just really encourage you to really take advantage of the VIP treatment for the VIP reserve seating, which includes sitting a whole lot closer to the stage and a meet and greet with Ivan Parker. That's $25. By the way, the Singing Men of GNN, they'll be opening up the occasion as well. So you know it's going to be a great night. That is for sure. Again, Saturday night, June 9th, 7 p.m., First United Methodist Church in Urbana. For more details, just visit greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or just call 217-367-7777. We'll tell you what, our church this week had a chance to host a special senior adult gathering at Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur, and it was represented by several different churches throughout central Illinois, and I had the wonderful privilege, since we were the host church this quarter, to give the message about the coming of the Lord. And you know what, I'll tell you what, it's so easy to be discouraged, so easy to be brought down by the world's problems. We need to be encouraged from time to time. Amen. So today, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, I'm going to bring you a recording from that message, that gathering there, on the coming of the Lord. You see, over the dome of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., there is the inscription there that says, "One God, one law, one element, and one far-off divine event toward which the whole creation moves." Do you know what that far-off divine event is? That is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Did you know that Jesus is coming back for His church? Jesus is coming back for His church. You know, it'd been 2011. Can you believe that was 7 years ago? My goodness, in 2011, there were billboards, you may remember this, announcing that the end of the world is coming. And it says, "He's coming again," followed by a date. It said, May 21st, 2011. Another billboard said, "Save the day, Judgment Day, on May 21st, 2011. And these billboards was all supported by a radio teaching and ministry of a man by the name of Harold Camping. You remember Harold Camping? Oh, Lord bless Harold Camping, I'll tell you. He first predicted the end of the world back in 1988. And then again for September 7th, 1994. And then he later predicted May 21st, 2011, that Jesus would be coming back at exactly 6 p.m. that night. You know what? Some people just need to get in their Bible and read Matthew 24, which says, "No man knows the hour or the day." But I will tell you, dear friend, Jesus is coming back. Ready or not, Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. I don't know if you have your Bible. If you do, praise the Lord. First, turn, if you would, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Jesus is coming back for His church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. If you don't have it, that's all right. I know you have all Scripture memorized, so I know you will probably lip sync it with me as I'm reading this morning, but I'll read it for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Jesus is coming back.
I want today to be an encouraging message. Because let me tell you, life can bring you down so low. Going from mundane appointment to mundane day to day, and we forget about the hope that we have in Christ. Jesus is coming back for His church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep. For we declare this to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not perceive those who have fallen asleep. Watch this. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Church, I don't know about you, but that just gives me goosebumps. This letter was written to encourage the Thessalonian church, and because those people were facing persecution and some of their loved ones had died, and recognizing the people needed comfort, needed some encouragement, Paul told them, hey, about the second coming of Jesus Christ that they can look forward to. That passage encouraged them, and it should encourage us today. He reminded them that their loved ones are in the presence. For those who have gone before us, who were brothers and sisters in the Lord, that we will see them again. We will see them again. Now, don't get me wrong. When I go to heaven, I can't wait to see Jesus. But there are some men and women who've gone before me. I cannot wait to see it again. Cannot wait. This passage gives us hope today. Jesus is coming back for His church. Let me tell you something. Now, I don't mean to get in trouble here, but again, this is my church, so I can kind of bend it a little bit here. Jesus isn't coming back for the Baptists. He's not coming back for the Methodists. He's not coming back for the Presbyterians. He is coming back for His church. Jesus is coming back for His church. For those who have put their trust, put their hope, put their faith in Christ and Christ alone. And that is what we call the rapture. The rapture. Everybody say rapture. Rapture. You know, the word rapture, you won't find it in the Bible. The term actually comes a Latin word. It means a carrying off or to snatch away. The concept is clearly taught in verses 16 and 17. It says the Lord Himself. The Lord Himself. He's not gonna send a servant. He's not going to send an angel. But the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up. Every translation says caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. The rapture. I had a good friend of mine who's slightly overweight. And he said, for me, it's going to be the rupture, because when I'm up in the air, I'm going to rupture something, man. I'll tell you. The rapture. The rapture. Anybody ever hear of the Feast of the Trumpets in the Old Testament? That's celebrated Leviticus 23. Many believe that that points to the rapture of the church when Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah, will appear in heaven as He comes back for His bride, the church. The rapture is also associated with Scripture with a loud trumpet. Jesus is coming back for His church. You know, I remember growing up, I'm still kind of growing up now, but my wife has to work today, but she'll testify, say, amen, pastor. That's when she shouts amen. She knows I'm still growing up. But I remember being younger, and whenever I heard Jesus is coming back, let me be honest with you, I was like, no, I still have my career ahead of me. I still want to get married. I'll have my whole life ahead of me. I'm looking forward to having a family. Jesus, you can come back a little bit later. So let me tell you something. The older I get and the thinner my hair goes, I am ready for His return. You turn on the news today. Let me just be slightly controversial here. Again, it's my church, so I can get away with a little bit here. But there are people who don't know what bathrooms to use today. You turn on headlines, you got the Boy Scouts being, there's controversy there. You see marriage is whatever you want it to be. You see this thing called murder, but they put the phrase abortion or a woman's rights. You turn on the headlines today and say, my, oh my, Jesus must be returning. He must be getting ready. The labor pains, we feel them, don't we? Jesus is coming back for his church. This world is decaying. This world is decaying. It's rotting away little by little. What used to be precious, what the things we used to celebrate, the things that used to mean something is now watered down. Watered down. Remember, I'm really going to get in trouble. Remember when men took their role in the household? Remember when preachers preached the Word of God? Remember when sin was sin? This world is rotting away. You know, the Titanic, we all know the story. And the Titanic, the boat was supposed to be on the water, but the water got into the boat. See, the church, we are supposed to influence the world, but somewhere along the way, the world has influenced the church. This world is rotting away. We see this in heavy prayer requests. I remember there was a request several years ago. I'll never forget. It's one of those where it's like inked inside your mind and you just won't ever forget it. There was a 17-year-old boy. I kid you not. He had bone cancer. He had blood cancer. And he had brain cancer. 17 years old. 17 years old. Bone cancer, blood cancer, and brain cancer. At the same time, 17 years old. And I'll tell you what, in those moments, now I know it's hard. Now, when that's you, when that's your child, when that's your grandchild that we're talking about, I know. But in those moments, we need to remember that the physical you is not the whole you. You and I have an eternal spirit living inside of us that will live forever. This body is temporary. Temporary. For the child of God, the best is yet to come. Jesus is coming back for his church. This world has nothing for you. Really. Now, there are some things that we may enjoy, but this world has nothing for you. This world is filled with pain. This world is filled with brokenness. This world is filled with death. This world is filled with hurt, filled with sin, filled with wickedness and all kinds of evil. And we are told that God, Jesus himself, the Lord himself, will come and snatch us away and rescue us from this hell-bound, broken world. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. Look at verse 16 if you still have your Bibles out. It says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command and the voice of an archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now, it tells us, many famous, smart theologian folks who have probably studied the Bible longer than we have and whatnot, they believe that when he comes back for, they believe that when Jesus comes back for their for his church, the dead in Christ will rise first. That is, their bodies and their souls will connect, and that's where they will get a brand new body. Now, I know some of us will be like, well, brother, I don't want to see this body again. Believe me, I don't want to see it either. I mean, really. But you know what? The Bible says we will get a brand new body. A brand new body. A glorified body. 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable and we shall be changed. Philippians chapter 3, verse 21 says, Jesus will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. Friend, the Bible says we will get a brand new body. Brand new body. I know some of us came in with walkers, I saw this morning. You don't have to worry about that. No more walkers, no more crutches, no more wheelchairs, no more doctors, brand new body. No more doctor bills, brand new body. No more doctor appointments, brand new body. No more physical therapy, a brand new body. No more medications, a brand new body. No more brokenness, no more pain, no more aches, a brand new body. A brand new body. Jesus is coming back. Brand new body. Brand new body. I hope mine is like 150 pounds muscles. A brand new body. He can come back. Watch this. He can come back at any time. Any time. I believe, now some of us, I know we got pastors in here, so after I found out Pastor Mitch was here, I'm like, oh man, I got to make sure my Bible verses are dead on, man. He's going to be taking notes and everything. But I believe that everything that needs to take place has already taken place for Jesus to return at any time. At any time. Jesus is coming back. We must expect His return. We must expect His return. Now, I don't know. I have like this problem from our members here say, well, Pastor, you have more than one problem. But one of my problems, I don't know why I have this weird thing. I don't know what in my childhood has brought me to where I have this today. But I love checking the mail every single day. I kid you not. Our mail lady, she's got the mail truck and it has a weird muffler sound. So I know when she's like seven houses away, I just get excited. And my kids, they make fun of me. They said, hey, your girlfriend's here, you know, all having fun. But you know what? There's this one I got to share. This has nothing to do with anything. So, see, now, I don't know, the mail service we get, I'm not sure, they're sticklers. So if you have like snow in front of your mailbox, they will not deliver mail. I mean, you got to plow it and all that. I remember one time, now think about this. One time, she'd put a note in it that says, we could not deliver your mail today, there was too much snow in front of the mailbox. I ain't lying. You try to connect those dots for me there. But I look forward to the mail. I get excited like she's going to be coming in about 2 hours, so we better hurry up this deal here. Friend, as much as I look forward to the mail lady coming bringing me bills, I don't know why, but we ought to be expecting Jesus to return. We must anticipate His return. We must be on alert for His return. And watch this. We must be found faithful. Faithful. Faithful when He returns. When Jesus comes back, what will He find you doing? Will He find you following Him in every area of your life? Will He find you at the center of His will? Will He find you carrying out His want, His desire, His plan for your life? Jesus shared a parable in Matthew 24:35-45. Says, who then who is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find doing so when he returns. Jesus said we must be faithful and diligent to do His work when He returns. I mean, you see some folks today, sadly, in the church, I'm not talking about the world, people who say they're Christians, and they say they believe that Jesus is coming, but they don't live like it. They don't live like it. One pastor said, we ought to be living as if Jesus died yesterday, rose this morning, and is coming back this afternoon. When He comes back, we better be found as a faithful servant. Faithfulness. Will He find faith when He returns? Verse 16 says, for the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. And the Bible says, therefore, encourage one another with these words. Jesus is coming back. The pain that you have now, the suffering, the debt and the bills and all that stuff, praise God, that is only temporary, friend. That is only temporary. Temporary. That is just temporary. And in closing, in Union Grove, Wisconsin. There's a ministry just like Baptist Children's Home. Mentally disabled children receive Christian love at a place called the Shepherd's Home. But they have a problem at the Shepherd's Home in Union Grove, Wisconsin, with keeping the windows clean. Listen to this. Although many of their residents, they are severely disabled, they love Jesus and understand that he has promised to return one day to give them a brand new body. Every day, the superintendent said, some of them will go to the windows and press their noses against the glass, looking for him to return. And that's a great reason to live with dirty windows. And all God's people said, amen. Yeah, I'll talk about a good reason to live with dirty windows right there. That was a message I gave earlier this week at our church, Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur. We hosted a special senior adult, senior saints gathering from churches all over central Illinois. And a great encouragement that Jesus is coming back for us. And friend, I hope you are ready for that return. And here at Great News Radio, we are proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. We proclaim that he is coming back for his church. And friend, would you consider partnering with us as we continue to share the truth of God's word right here in our own backyard? We would not be here without God's grace and friends like you who support this radio ministry. You can write to us anytime. You can send in a gift through the mail, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make your gift online at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And on the right-hand side, you should see a button that says Donate. And thank you from all of us here for partnering with this listener-supported radio ministry. Well, Mark Burns and Jason Schiffo will be getting your Friday morning off right tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.